Greetings, sisters. Sister Dab from don'tperish.com. Hey, I was just taking a little bit of a break here because we've been hauling leaves, you know, raking and hauling them, putting them in the mulch bins and cutting up a bunch of wood, filling up the wood bins. Wheelbarrow loads from one of the cabins over there. We're bringing the dry stuff over here and we'll cut more to dry over there. And so we've been really busy today. So I thought I would take a break and write up a list of some things I need to do tomorrow. We have to go to a bigger town, a little further away from here, do some things. And I figured while I was in there, I would check some of the stores and see if they got some sales going on. And while I was doing it, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to turn the audio on and talk to us sisters. And just a simple reminder to all of us to be frugal with our money as keepers of the home here. Even if you do work out in the workforce, you're still responsible for taking care of your home. And if you're in the home all the time, you have a lot of responsibilities there. And one of them that we Titus II godly women have to do is shopping and making sure that we have the foods that we need, and doing it in a frugal and wise manner, because we're supposed to be good stewards of everything that the Lord gives us, especially the word that he's given us. We're to cherish it, meditate on it, and it's our strength. And when we do that, it's an honor and glory unto him as we're obeying it. And then with everything else in our life that we've got, houses, vehicles, our clothing, our food, everything, we have to be thankful and content for it all. And we also have to be wise with it. And so in this situation here, I was just going to kind of focus on shopping, kind of like for groceries and, well, even like clothing or whatever, any other kind of things that you might need. And I did some posts, I don't know if it was last year, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was like, I don't know if it was like 10 ways that we saved money. And I talked about how we downsized, we went off grid, sold a lot of things, how I shop, using older vehicles, things like that. And within the one that was about shopping, I shared there, and I'll share again with you, because it's good for us to have reminders and encourage us, because as we go about our daily lives, there are times when we get super busy and it's easy to let things slide just a little bit. And I'm not saying, you know, it is easy to slide into sin if you're not careful. But I'm talking about, even if it's not sinful, you know, things you just kind of maybe be a little bit more relaxed on than you normally would if you weren't so busy and you could focus. So it's good for us. The sisters are always reminding us of the same things all the time. And Brother James was just saying the other day that, you know, every life has repetitiveness to it. And even the Christian life, even when studying in the Word, you're always going to be reading and studying the same things, but at different times they mean more. So anyway, getting back to the saving of the money thing, it's a good reminder for us to be frugal in that, because I always think about the parable of the talents. And even though we're not like multiplying our money here, the parable of the talents goes for many different things. I'm going to use money in this instance here. If the Lord has given us resources, whether we've earned it from working in a job, or our husband is the one that's doing it, or we're in a household where other people are in charge of the household and we just do our duties for them, somebody has to earn the money, and they've got to be good stewards of it. So I'm just going to say, for those of us who are responsible for spending the money on groceries and things that are needed for the household, we have a great responsibility to do it as frugal and wise as possible. And when I think about the parable of the talents, you see, two of them did wise and one of them just kind of buried it and didn't do anything. So we can't necessarily make money by spending money, but what we can do is save money. And in doing so, it could take a little time, a little thought, a little bit of effort in order to save that money. Because think about this, sisters. You know, if you worked hard and you saved $10 a week on groceries, add that up, that's $520 a year. And maybe for some people that doesn't sound like much, but that's a lot of money that could be put away for an emergency, a big expense, maybe saving up for something you need in your house, maybe whatever it is, a stove, refrigerator, I don't know, a window gets broken and you've got the money sitting in the bank and the savings from it. So even quarters, dimes, nickels saved up here and there through coupons can really add up to be a whole lot. You know, if you look at the big picture, not the little one. Because a lot of people just go through life, and I've been in the workforce where people just go to the lunchroom and they punch their money in the little vending machine, and for $1.50 they get a little tiny bag of chips. When I go to the store, $1.50 could buy several meals, depending on how you do it. And so I'm just here to kind of remind us, I'm not saying that it's sinful for somebody to spend some money here and there on things that they normally wouldn't have. I'm just saying, in a general basis, we should be conscious of how we're spending our money and have a good habit of it. So when I go to town, I know I've mentioned that we go to Dent & Benton stores, and we come back with incredible deals that with organic things that we would never think about paying full price for. We just wouldn't. I would buy the alternative. And we even get them for cheaper than what the alternative would be. I mean, incredible prices. And we get people who contact us and they say, well, I can't live frugal because I don't have those stores in my area. I also like to share with people, you know, even if you don't have such stores like that, you can look in the stores that you do have. You can talk to the manager and ask them if they set out discount groceries, where they put them, because I travel all over the country and I'm in and out of grocery stores all the time. I get excellent opportunities to witness. And many of them have, even if it's a small discount section, and it's worth checking out. You never know. And most places, most stores put advertisements online of what their sales are. So a person can easily, within their area, if you've got to go various places in town, a person can easily set up a route and go get their apples here and maybe some flour over there and whatever it is they have on sale. And I encourage people to stock up and eat what is on sale. So you just kind of mold your meals around what might be on sale if it's a good deal. And another thing that people seem to forget today is there are online coupons that you can load to apps. So when you go to the store, you just scan your app or you punch in your phone number and it'll take it off. But a lot of those places you can stack on printable coupons too. And I used to do that too. Through the Sunday paper, there's plenty of coupon places online that you can print them off or you can put them in your app. And a lot of times the stores will run sales with the corresponding coupons. I've noticed that on Sundays, and sometimes you can stack coupons. I used to do it all the time when we were in the house, living in a house and going into town on a regular basis, and I would stack things up and I would be able to stock up. Like, I would end up getting personal care items, you know, hygiene items, and I would end up getting them free by stacking the coupons. And even if it was stuff that I didn't necessarily use, I would put it in a box and then save it to give it away to somebody who might have a need for it. And oftentimes there was a lot of things that we could use. And so with a little time and wisdom, and it takes a little patience and practice to kind of get in the habit of that. So here you can scan the local ads and see what's out there for sales, and you can make a list on that. And then you can look at coupons and see if they can stack on top of a sale ad there. Sometimes some stores run double coupon days, and so you can look for that too. And I also have some apps on my phone that are cash back. They're like a coupon where if I buy the item, I scan the receipt and it puts money in an account. And when I get it to X amount of dollars, I can cash it out for a credit in a store or PayPal back into the checking or something. And so there's that also. And then I was going to say, I know a lot of people say, well, I live way out in the country. Well, in my life, I've lived out in the country in little towns that didn't have a lot of opportunities for shopping. I've also lived in big cities where you have to drive through traffic. I've lived in places where we have the Dent & Benton's, and then some places where it could be a little bit pricier. I've lived in great big humongous cities. And so I've been in all those different situations, and what I would say is not everybody's going to have the same opportunities as everybody else. So what I do is I just share some of the different ideas that I've done, and maybe some of it will apply to you. Somebody living out in the country, living by a real small town that doesn't get to a big town very often, is not going to have the same opportunities to buy things that they normally wouldn't or save a bunch of money on it. So what I always encourage people to do is base your food and eat around how you can within your means. So what I mean here is instead of spending a whole bunch of money on items at the store that cost a lot more because you live in a smaller town, maybe change your diet to where you eat off the more inexpensive type things, learn to cook things more from scratch. And then if you do live in a town where you're able to get a lot of these coupons and deals like that, then you can do that. So everybody has to do what they need to do within their situation. Nobody's going to have the same situation, but we just encourage one another to encourage everybody to just evaluate what you spend, where you spend it, and if it is the best means for your money. And I'm not saying that a person can't buy some things that are not absolutely necessary and vital for survival. Like some people like to have some snack foods and maybe they don't get them on the discount. And maybe they say, you know what, this is part of our meal. Like Brother James and I buy pretty much everything on discount or through a coupon or something. But if I didn't have some of those opportunities and I've been in those situations, there may be times where we say, you know what, just as we're going to treat ourselves to something a little bit different here. And that's not sinful. I mean, even having some fast food once in a while, it's not sinful. But if a person has just a general mindset of being frugal in their everyday life, that is going to carry over and you're even going to be thinking about everything that you spend and how much it costs and if there's ways that you can downsize and keep it more frugal and God-honoring. And obviously, nobody's going to be the food police. We're not to do that. We allow people to have the liberty to make their own choices in their groceries and how they buy, what they buy, what they eat, how they eat it, how they cook it, and all that. So I'm not here telling people what they have to do. I just share with you what I do, and I do take it seriously and very diligently because that is part of my job, and I do try to save as much money as I can. And just encouraging you, sisters, and just a simple Titus 2 talking with you. So hopefully that was encouraging to you, and Lord willing, I'll have another day to just share some encouragement with you and help you press on and endure, because praise the Lord, He is worthy of it all. And I'm thankful to be able to do this, and I'm just going to let you go now, sisters. Hold fast, and the Lord be watching over you. May God be praised.